Twitter has released its year in review. It's basically a rundown of the people and hashtags that made a splash on the social media service. I was pretty fascinated by the prominence of politics, and it does really seem like politics drew many of us into the Twitter sphere, especially over the past year of citizenship fiascos, same-sex marriage debate, refugees, assisted dying legislation, and of course political bungles from some of the best. And of course Twitter does have the opportunity to bring us closer to issues and opinions surrounding the political debate. But does it expand our horizons? Does it keep it set in our ways? These are all fascinating questions to me. Now, Kara Hinesley is Twitter's Head of Public Policy and Government Affairs for Australia and New Zealand. Kara, very good morning to you.
Thanks, Nick. Happy to be here.
Well, look, I was really fascinated by the rundown of the 10 top hashtags across Twitter, because I think over half of them are politically based.
Absolutely. I mean, politics was massive on Twitter this year. We were not surprised. I mean, Auspol has been the top hashtag for 4 years in a row. Australians just love talking their politics, and it's definitely playing out on the platform.
I think it's amazing because I'm looking at them now. We've number one, Auspol, as you just said, marriage equality, Manus. Of course, the ABC show Q&A always ranks up there. But also Stop Adani and even Queensland politics all got a look in. I mean, are we really that politically inclined as a nation, or is it just we take ourselves to Twitter when we want to talk politics?
Maybe a little bit of both. But I would say that, especially for Australians, I mean, they use Twitter to really connect and really support common movements. For instance, so the marriage equality debate, you know, perfect example, especially with what's going on today here in Canberra. You know, it's how people around the world were connecting on the platform to not only talk about what was happening, but to support a social movement. I mean, I think that Twitter is definitely a place of moments that turn into movements. And it was something that was just really, you know, blew up on the platform, and it is something that has garnered a lot of attention over the past year.
I mean, do you think that a successful hashtag can, I guess, maybe even influence a political outcome?
You know, that's a really great question. I think with the hashtags, it's probably one of the best ways to discover the content. So whenever people are talking about issues and they want to kind of tune in, not only to see what other people are saying on both sides, but also just participate with their own voice, using the hashtag is where they're able to tune in and, you know, be a part of things, really. It's kind of just like, an aggregator. For a better lack of a term.
I mean, it's interesting to me that we think, you know, politicians are using the platform to engage with people around the world. But, I mean, do you think they're doing it well? I mean, are we getting good political discourse between your constituents and your leaders? Or do you think maybe it's a little bit one-sided?
Well, I would definitely say in Australia and New Zealand, a lot of the politicians are doing a great job at connecting with people. For instance, I was over in New Zealand for the election in September, and we saw this amazing moment where Jacinda Ardern, you know, she is a self-professed lurker. She likes to kind of tune in and listen to the conversation on Twitter. But we did a live Q&A with her the night before the election, and she garnered millions of impressions. She was connecting with people not only in New Zealand but also across the world. And it definitely saw, you know, her kind of move that, you know, that needle over a little bit and really kind of take advantage of that conversation around the election. You know, in a really positive way. We're also seeing politicians here, you know, all the top politicians, Malcolm Turnbull, Bill Shorten, and even locally, again, with the marriage equality debate, Alex Greenwich, who's a New South Wales MP and independent, he connects with people in a fabulous way, not only in a very down-to-earth conversational way, but he also really tackles the tough issues and isn't afraid to have those conversations out in the open.
Of course, Twitter also provides politicians with, maybe a new forum for stumbles and missteps and some comedic. I mean, I'm thinking of Chris Pine and Ted Cruz's maybe unfortunate liking of certain posts that have happened. Do you think politicians are handling it well when these missteps occur?
Well, I think that, yes, typically they are. I mean, mistakes happen. Everybody's human. And, you know, in the two instances that you mentioned with Christopher Pine and Ted Cruz, you know, they both came out and just said, you know, listen, you know, there are some issues. It's fixed. You know, let's focus on the bigger political topics that are at hand, and, you know, just kind of moved on. I think that if anything, it's a humanizing moment for them. And yeah, I think that people kind of, you know, it's kind of, news on the day, but then people kind of move past it.
I guess, oh, thank good for that. Yeah, I think you're right. Everyone is human. I guess just finally, you said that Australia has always been fascinated by politics on Twitter. I mean, do you think Donald Trump, and, you know, I think some people have referred to him as the Twitterer in chief over in the US, do you think his love of the platform is contributing globally to how many people are using it for these conversations?
Well, that's a good question, because I think that, you know, Donald Trump definitely garners a lot of attention and media coverage, but I think what people miss is that we actually have over 90% of the world's leaders on Twitter. And so he, you know, definitely utilizes the platform to directly connect with people, especially, I think, you know, disenfranchised folks. You know, it's something that we'll be studying for a long time, the way that he connected and mobilized people around the election in 2016. But, you know, with 90% of the world leaders on Twitter, you know, talking to each other, having those conversations, especially breaking news and making announcements on the platform, I think that, you know, it's really just a place where everyone can kind of connect and see what's going on, not only with their own leaders, but around the world.
Well, Kara Hinesley, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you. Kara Hinesley is Twitter's Head of Public Policy and Government Affairs for Australia and New Zealand. Just having a bit of a chat about the 2017 year in review. Just really quickly, the top 10 most tweeted about politicians in Australia for last year were, from 1 down to 10, Malcolm Turnbull, Bill Shorten, Pauline Hanson, Tony Abbott, Peter Dutton, Barnaby Joyce, Anastasia Palaszczuk, Josh Frydenberg, Corey Bernardi, of course, and Julie Bishop coming in at number 10.